This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is a lot of political uncertainty in Israel today over what comes next. It is prompted by the precarious legal situation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's been indicted by the country's top prosecutor on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Echoing U.S. President Donald Trump, a close ally, Netanyahu called the case against him a witch hunt. Israeli political analyst Mordechai Kremnitzer on the chance for a new coalition government that includes Netanyahu.
The chances for a government of Likud and blue-white headed by Netanyahu are now reduced to close to zero because it's almost impossible to envisage Likud, blue and white going to a government headed by Netanyahu after the indictment and after his attack.
South Korea says it's decided to continue a 2016 military intelligence sharing agreement with Japan, which it had threatened to terminate amid ongoing disputes over wartime history and trade. Today's announcement follows a strong American push to save the accord, which has been a major symbol of security cooperation in the face of North Korea's nuclear threat and China's growing influence. The agreement between Seoul and Tokyo was set to expire this weekend. In Thailand, Pope Francis today called on bishops to remain close to their priests, to listen to them in every situation, especially when they are discouraged or apathetic. The pontiff was speaking to the Asian Bishops Conference at a shrine west of Bangkok. Francis concluded the day's celebrations with a mass dedicated to young people at Bangkok's Cathedral of the Assumption. He is only the second pope to visit Thailand. Three of the four ethnic-based parties in Ethiopia's ruling coalition have voted to become a single party. The creation of the Prosperity Party comes just months ahead of the general election. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, in a statement, claimed that Prosperity is committed to strengthening and applying a true federal system which recognizes the diversity and contributions of all Ethiopians. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the House Intelligence Committee has wound up its public impeachment hearings. Democrats argue the testimony bolstered the case against President Trump. Republicans insist that is simply not the case. With impeachment a near certainty, the focus will soon shift to the Republican-held Senate. The president says he would welcome a Senate trial. AP correspondent Rita Foley has a report.
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
The president says if the House does impeach him, he'd welcome a trial in the Senate.
I want a trial. You know, I could think I could have it.
And he says this has been good for his poll numbers in the swing states.
I'm way up in every one of them because of the impeachment thing.
The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends he was trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in aid over the summer. Rita Foley, Washington.
Hong Kong's police commissioner Tang Ping-yong today appealed to the remaining protesters occupying the city's Polytechnic University to leave peacefully. It's estimated that only a few dozen protesters remain on the campus. Meanwhile, President Trump today claimed credit for keeping Chinese troops out of Hong Kong and about his argument to President Xi Jinping.
He's got a million soldiers standing outside of Hong Kong that aren't going in only because I ask him, please don't do that. You'll be making a big mistake. It's going to have a tremendous negative impact on the trade deal.
A major internet outage in Iran aimed at suppressing news of anti-government protests continues though access levels are slowly rising, as authorities say they have reconnected several regions to the web. Speaking to reporters in Tehran, the secretary of the Supreme Cyberspace Council said there would be a decision soon on whether to end the nearly week-old shutdown. An investigation continues following yesterday morning's police shooting incident at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
A man shot by Las Vegas police after they say he fought with officers, knocking one of them unconscious while they tried to apprehend him after he entered a restricted area of the airport, is out of surgery and recovering at an area hospital. The wounded man, whose condition isn't publicly known, and the injured officer, who has already been released from the hospital, are yet to have been named. It isn't clear if the intruder was a passenger, but an airport spokesman says he didn't work for the airport or any of the businesses located there. The FAA says an investigation is being handled by local authorities. I'm Matt Small.
Sydney, Australia remains blanketed in haze. The landmarks and beaches in one of Australia's largest cities are shrouded with heavy smoke from wildfires burning north of the city. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.